Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
You're recording in the kitchen today.
Exactly.
Oh, you look like a little kid at a school desk.
Yeah, and the chair is ill-fitting.
It's just not... I mean, it looks like a school desk until you pan to the front and see the 400 wine bottles you hoarded. It's toilet paper and wine for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, a fucking bunker for, like, if you drink too much wine and cheat yourself, at least you got the toilet paper to back it up. It's crazy. Oh, I'm sorry. Welcome to Loose Units, Loose Ends, the weekly quarantine podcast where Dad and I answer your questions and keep you company in this trying time. Back to the question. So... this is from someone called Elise, and I hope you haven't been vetted with this question, Dad, because it's really great. This is what Elise says. Hi, guys. Thoroughly enjoying all the extra eps at the minute, and I have a question for John. I'd love to know his thoughts on the phenomena spontaneous combustion and whether he's ever come across any weird, almost unexplainable shit. Dad?
I am in the camp of... even though I really, really loved the episode in The X-Files where that... person spontaneously combusted, and there've been some interesting photographs over the years. I've seen some incredible photographs from both my fire brigade and forensic days, where you'd go into a scene and there was basically nothing at all, just like a shadow of carbon, like a similar to in Hiroshima. The body's just vaporized.
The silhouettes against the wall.
Silhouettes.
The burn mark.
The weird thing is that there'd be perhaps a pair of feet.
a pair of feet.
Inappropriate. There are a pair of feet.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, the person was one-legged.
And then there's 1 foot. And so on in that fashion down the line until there's no feet. I think
Paul,
the image of two feet... Sorry, go on.
No, and at the top of the head...
yeah.
God.
What?
I just said at the top of the head.
Oh,
which would indicate just a bit of hair. No, but the head is sometimes left.
So you're saying that... you've just got someone's hair... so you've just got someone's head sitting on top of their feet, like the Grug or something. Oh. Sorry. Why? Are you...
No,
are you
it's just into that... No, I'm imagining... well, if it was a really, really short person, the head would be really close to the feet anyway.
Oh, so wouldn't...
my point being, I mean, back to the point, and apologies for the laughter. No, I don't believe in it, because that's like almost tantamount to a glass of water catching on fire. Because the body's basically made up of, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm sure someone will, but I think it's around about 98% fluid.
Sure. But the fluid could heat up, right, and evaporate?
But how? What on earth can heat up the body so much so that... jeez. Oh, look, apologies to the listeners.
No, I know. Look, okay, so...
I've had a rough day. I've had a rough day.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad. Well, look, they did an experiment once where they basically got a pig, like a really big pig, and they went, this is about the amount of physical mass that a human being would have. Mm. Not a healthy human being, obviously. Mm. And they... had this theory that, all right, let's say a person fell over and knocked their head in front of a fireplace and they caught fire and they burned really slowly, like for days and days and days.
Mm.
And then what they found is they came back and, they did this to the pig, and by the end it was just the trotters left because they were the least fatty part of the animal.
No, it's amazing. I've actually seen that experiment.
Right.
But that's not spontaneous combustion. That's being set on fire.
And burn slowly.
And burning slowly. That's totally... spontaneous combustion is where you you ignite from within.
Oh, yeah.
And
you do sound like a motivational speaker, just with a little Britney mic, urging people to ignite the fire within. But you're right, though. The image of spontaneous combustion is funny because then their body disappears and their head falls down onto their feet. And then that's
they could be
left.
Lying down. And in that case, the head would stay at a proportionate distance to the feet.
Yeah.
And look, I've seen some great shots.
What do you mean?
Not great as in, like, exciting or weirdly, you know, but great as in good shots.
Good photography is what you're saying.
Good photography, where one picture does describe quite a few words.
Listeners can't expect, listeners aren't going to copy.
No, look, so in answer to the question, from my perspective and from most people's, I mean, can you imagine driving along on a busy freeway and just glancing to the right or left, or perhaps the car in front, and seeing the driver spontaneously ignite?
Oh, it'd be great, wouldn't it?
No, but I just don't think these things can actually chemically, physiologically happen. So I'm definitely in the camp of no, and that's my opinion. And I'm quite sure the general scientific consensus is that that's a big negative.
Do you not believe in otherworldly forces? Do you believe in UFOs? Do you believe in,
they just released some footage, haven't they, a few days ago?
Oh, wait, of spontaneous combustion or UFOs?
No, UFOs. I find the whole UFO thing slightly fascinating, but then again, can someone perhaps explain to me and perhaps others why it seems that most of the sightings are in America? It seems that everything in the world's pretty well in America, which is weird. I don't... You know, if you take, in terms of a percentage, the America's land mass compared to the rest of the world, the known world, it seems sort of disproportionate in terms of the sightings. Although apparently we've had a few in Australia at a place that Christine, your mother's been to, up north of Alice, which is a very famous Wycliffe Wells.
Wycliffe Wells?
Yeah, I think E.T. went there once.
I actually went to Area 51, Dad.
I remember.
That is
a real area.
That's real. I went to the Nevada desert, and we hopped in a van with a conspiracy theorist. It was for the launch of an alien-themed video game. And you know what often happens, Dad, is that sometimes when a thing is about to get launched and it's clearly not any good, but the company has money, they try and confuse critics by splashing out on them as much as possible. So the critic comes away and goes, I feel good after that press trip, therefore the thing was good. So they basically hopped us in a van, drove us to Area 51, and whilst we got pretty close, these black helicopters, very high up, started kind of buzzing us. Mm. And there's a photo. I got to the sign.
No, I saw. I've seen it.
And then this fucking black SUV without any license plates just pulls up on the hill, right, coasts the hill, and then looks down at us and then leaves. Anyway, by the way, just a quick sidebar. Spontaneous combustion, apparently the descriptions of spontaneous combustion date back to the 17th century, and apparently Charles Dickens talked about it a bit, and at one point the public largely accepted it as a reality on moral grounds because the victims were often alcoholics or overweight and were often more female than male. So people kind of thought that bursting into flames was some sort of karmic retribution for being debauched, you know?
No,
Be interesting if you, if you knew that being a bad person would set you on fire, you'd probably reel it in a little bit. So maybe spontaneous combustion, good thing.
Can I just tell a little anecdote about a possum?
Please do, yes.
Now, this is a fire brigade story. This story that I'm about to tell is a possum story. And just you have to bear with me during the story. And I can say, I don't know whether I should say at this point, I might just say that it does have a happy ending.
No, don't tell anyone.
Oh, okay, well then, because I just don't want people to sort of tense up when I tell the story, because it's quite an amazing story. So in a very, very affluent suburb in Sydney, in the eastern suburbs, and every city, I take it, has a fairly affluent suburb or two.
Yeah.
There was a particular lady living in a beautiful, I guess we could call it a mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And one morning she came down to her kitchen and there was a strong smell of urine.
Ew.
on and around the stove. And she realized that something had been urinating through the fan, the exhaust fan above the oven.
Uh-huh.
And she made the assumption that perhaps something was stuck up inside the flue, which was vented out through the went up through the sort of the cavity and out onto the roof. So the fireys came along in a spirit of goodwill,
mm-hmm.
and said that they'd check it out, which they set up. They actually got the aerial appliance because it was a good exercise for the aerial appliance, because sometimes you could call out the ladders just to sort of. It was sort of a win-win. It'd help you gain access. And it was a bit of a brigade exercise for the ladder drivers, getting them to work, so to speak.
Yeah.
And the particular station officer concerned, who's a very, very good friend of mine, he relayed this story, funnily enough, just this morning at coffee.
Really?
Yeah. Over in Manly. Now, this story did not occur in Manly.
Okay.
So the crew get up onto the roof, and my good friend, he uses a very bright torch, and he looks down, and he can see a sphincter. We all know what a sphincter is.
What? Yeah, gross.
You know, an asshole.
No, I know what it is.
Puck it up, and he realized.
Sure, thanks for that.
No, but that's all he could see.
Like,
it was just
puckered
this
sphincter.
Puckered freckle. Pointing up at him, and he realized that it was, in fact, it belonged to a possum.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
In that it was the possum's freckle that he was... focusing his shaft of light down onto.
If you could stop saying freckle and shaft, we'd all be eternally grateful.
Hmm. So my good friend, who is, well, he's a lateral thinker, they realised that this poor possum was definitely stuck. And if they didn't do something, in fact, they actually thought it was deceased because there was no movement. And the reason there was no movement is they could only see... the little part of the body. They needed to know how they could extricate it. They couldn't really push it through because then it would have been jammed in her cooktop, which would be awkward because then they'd have to pull out all the grates.
Yes.
You can imagine. Mm. So my good friend, I'm 60. I've been around for a few years and I've heard a lot of stories and I've seen a lot of things. And what I'm about to tell you and the listeners now is so fantastic that it actually defies description. But he had to come up with a way to extricate this animal. So what he did, he asked for a coat hanger, and he got the coat hanger, and he bent it around and around and around a fire brigade. It's called a ceiling hook, which is used to ram up into gyprock. You punch it through the ceiling. It's to release water that's been built up during a big fire, you get water sort of pooling in the roof.
Yep.
He then, so he creates a corkscrew out of the coat hanger. They then fasten it to the end of this ceiling hook, and then he lowers it down, and then he sort of rotates the homemade corkscrew.
Yeah.
Down into the animal's through its posterior. And he gives it quite a few turns until he gets purchase, I guess the best word would be to use. And then he begins to take up the tension. And believe it or not, because he'd screwed it in far enough, like removing a cork from a wine bottle, he managed to pull the said possum out. And as soon as it got to the top, it basically unwound itself, and then off it went and jumped into a tree, and is probably living in a nice family existence to this very day. And that's a positive story.
I can think of a few points of contention there, especially for the possum that was just sitting there minding its own business when a metal pole, like a rod, wound up its jacksy.
No, it was stuck. It definitely died in there.
Okay, so Dad, my question for you is this. Theoretically, let's say it's you, not the possum, trapped in the roof, and you realize that, you know, your butthole might be a little exposed, and then Mum calls the firefighters to rescue you, you hear one of them pulling a coat hanger out of it.
Well, a couple of things, Paul. Firstly, I'm 40 times the weight and size of a possum, so they'd have to use a corkscrew 40 times the size, and a coat hanger wouldn't do it. They'd have to use, you know, those big things on building sites when they drill those massive holes into soil?
I mean, I think...
My point is that... Anyway, we'd be communicating, and if I was stuck in a tube, I'd like to at least know they were going to do that, and I'd probably say no,
right?
Because it'd probably remove all my, it'd disembowel you.
You'd live
but
up
in this
there.
Particular case, it worked very successfully, and it was real lateral thinking, and the thing survived.
The thing probably learned some things about itself as well and its preferences.
Don't overestimate their intelligence.
I don't know. They're pretty wily. Yeah, I guess I'm. I mean, can I ask a question? Can I ask did he at least, you know?
Maybe use some butter.
Okay.
Or oil, cooking oil.
I think we've probably tapped this well. I have an email from one of our listeners that I would like to read to you, Dad. This email is from Rob. Hey guys, still loving the podcast. Finally read the book and looking forward to the next one. Thank you, Rob. I finished editing it today. Just wanted to add to John's statement from the most recent podcast about bronto/ladder drivers being called koalas because they are a protected species. I've heard them being called koalas once before, but when I inquired, I was told by a crusty old three-striper who wasn't bronto qualified, it's actually because they're always asleep and they do fuck all.
That's pretty good. That's clever.
Would you care to comment? Do you think that's accurate, Dad?
I don't think it's accurate about the sleep bit.
Sure.
Unless it's nighttime.
Right.
But I remember being a ladder driver at Manly, and I had a little room, which I thought was really nice, off the gymnasium.
Uh-huh.
And it was sort of everyone else was upstairs, and I was in this great little room.
Yep.
It was really beautiful. And it had this really... Manly Fire Station was built in the 1920s, I think.
Okay.
And... it had those sash windows, and sash windows, particularly in a storm, they sort of rattle.
What's a sash window?
They've got lead weights that are concealed that enable you to lift the window up really easily because if it didn't have the lead weights on ropes, there's sort of a concealed pulley system, and it makes it appears to be really, really easy just to lift them up. But if you actually take the weights away, anyway. So, but they rattle, and I remember being, I used to... You know how I said I was a relieving fireman and I always had my own pillow?
Mm-hmm.
What I forgot to mention is that I also had a really nice doona. So I remember at Manly being a ladder driver, and you'd hop into bed around about 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
on the nights, and you knew you were rostered on the ladder, and you'd be lying in bed all comfortable.
Yeah.
And the wind is buffeting the window. Mm. And the rain is just coming in at 90 degrees, pelting against the glass, and there's sort of an eerie glow from a street light outside.
Yeah.
And you're just lying there thinking to yourself, those poor firemen on the pump. And invariably, the bells would go off. And you'd wake from a semi-conscious state.
Yeah.
Fear gripping you. And then all of a sudden, you'd remember. And the beautiful words, the melodious tones of a half-asleep fireman, totally jacked off, would come over the PA saying, pump only. And to those beautiful, sweet words, you'd roll over.
And go back to sleep.
And go back to bed, to sleep. And you'd hear the roller door open.
Yeah.
And you'd sense the wind and the elements were just blowing and circulating inside the engine bay as these poor fiery station officer and the driver and two or three in the back. And off they go, and then you hear the roller door close and it sort of creates a vacuum and everything's quiet again except for the wind and the rain buffeting against your window. And you go back into the land of Nod. Those words, pump only,
yeah,
were the most beautiful words I recall from the fire brigade.
And then as one of the drivers heads out, he says, I'm just going outside and maybe sometime never returns.
So, I mean, that was one of the great... I mean, people didn't become an aerial appliance operator for those reasons. That was sort of a perk. But occasionally, rarely, might I say, you'd get on the PA... ladders only.
Oh, okay. And you feel useful. I mean, it's like the Thunderbirds. Some of the Thunderbirds are for very specific things.
Very specific. Very rarely called out. But when they go,
they go. You don't send Thunderbird 3 underwater, right?
Well, some of my colleagues, and I have mentioned it in the past, at a particularly horrific beheading where a tree lopper lost his head.
Jesus.
And the head came down and landed at the feet of all his colleagues who were having smoko.
Yes.
So they're just sitting there having smoko, and all of a sudden their mate's head drops down from a massive height. It was at least a 100-foot tree.
Not ideal.
But his body,
yep,
less the head, was still stuck up in the tree. Guess who had to retrieve the body? The ladder crew from Manly.
Not Thunderbird 3?
No, because That's a fictional situation. The ladder drivers are actually real.
Dad, everyone knows the Thunderbirds are real, okay? Grow up.
Hmm. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you don't think that koala is an insult. You think it's just...
It's a term of endearment and partially factual.
The story I'm actually talking about was I went to one of those weird, you know, those like novelty tobacconists, the ones that have like Jim Beam merch and Family Guy silk boxer shorts and whatnot.
Yep.
And there was a lighter there that was, it looked like a rack of bullets. And at this point I was, you know, like 13 or 14. And I, you know, fire is like really fascinating and boys are kind of destructive and stupid. So I bought the lighter and there was a big like dry hill near our house across the road that led down to a creek. Mm. And I thought it might be interesting to see what would happen if I lit some of the grass on fire. But very stupidly, it was a windy day and I lit the fire about halfway down the hill. And before I knew it, the fire had roared up the hill. And I literally ran to the top of the hill, rolled down it and ran back up and rolled down it again. Came back to the house covered in soot and ash. And kind of scared the shit out of myself. Mm. It was almost like my hands moved of their own accord. I didn't really understand what was happening. And I don't know if I ever told you that, but yeah, I kind of lit a fire.
I didn't
know
that. And then
it was fucking horrifying. And imagine if that had gone south, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, look, I mean, children do tend to have a little encounter with fire occasionally.
Yeah.
I mean, but fire is, it's once it gets a hold, there's no stopping it. And yeah. It's really, really scary stuff. And you've got to be really, really careful.
God, it's really upsetting. Well, look, everyone out there, please, please, please be safe. And hey, thank you so much for all the lovely feedback about Loose Units, Loose Ends, our spin-off podcast to keep you company during the quarantine. It's certainly helping us. I know that it's really helping us. And obviously, make sure you go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/loose units, if you want to see a photo of Dad's adorable setup that makes him look like a kid sitting at his dad's desk. It's very emasculating.
Yeah, well, I didn't really want that to be taken, that photo, because I haven't seen the photograph, but I assume I look like an idiot.
You look lovely.
I feel
you
like look... it. It's just weird the way I'm set up here with... I've got my sound deadening device, the towel.
Mm-hmm. Well...
And all my little things.
You are sitting down quite low, so look at the... Just look on the bright side. If you spontaneously combust, your head will have less distance to fall...
Good point.
...to your feet. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Loose Units, Loose Ends. We will see you next week for more of Loose Units. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.